allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approve the minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Dave, you got?
I have one item for approval this morning. It's a water and sewer easement dedication plat for Liberty Grand Villas. This is located in Liberty Township.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
How's business in the planning department?
Commercial's busy, housing as bad as I've seen.
Well, that's not, I mean, as long as commercial stays up.
There you go. Yep.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Go into the agenda, please, into communications.
We have a first, a separate resolution to consider to award a contract for landscaping at the Princeton Road, a new building to Landform Services. This was a project that was bid out, and we've cut about $45,000 out of that particular area. Results in seeding, mulching, low maintenance trees, low maintenance plantings, in and around the building and complex at the Princeton Road Administrative Center.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstaining. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
In communications, we have three travel resolutions today. The first is Tim Myers, Juvenile Court for Human Resource Training, Columbus, Ohio, $642. Next, John Brewer, Patricia Wilkerson, and Richard Landis, Juvenile Court for Judicial Training, Columbus, Ohio, for $2,013. Next and finally, for Nancy Skipworth, Veteran Services, Training and Testing of Service Officers, Columbus, Ohio, $850. Next, under finance resolutions, we have several changes and transfers in the budget. Let me hand these out, pass that down. First is general fund, a transfer of $5,000 between an excess in maintenance to software support in the Information Services Department. Secondly, in Commissioner's Other, an increase in budget of $22,000 for lease of the Third Street warehouse, which was previously paid for by a non-general fund. Next, under General Fund Economic Development, an increase of $250 needed for network support billed by the auditor that was not known at the time the budget was prepared. Next, we have a transfer of $10,500 to the Capital Improvements Fund. This will allow the adult probation or us to purchase phone equipment and security equipment and a call accounting system for the new adult probation office that will be they'll be located in the 1st of September. We also have later on setting up the budget in the Capital Improvements Fund to pay these amounts out of the Capital Improvements Fund. The fifth is non-general fund area court that is decreasing budget by $8,500 and then increasing the budget correspondingly for network fees not known at the time that they created their budget and additional computer supplies. Next, Area Court Special Projects Fund 302, a transfer of $10,000 from supplies to the expense account for mileage reimbursement to due to the mileage rate increase. Next, Child Support Enforcement Agency, Fund 1150. We have a decrease in budget of $19,447, and then an increased budget of $350,000. The increase is due to additional 4D dollars that were received for the for that fund. Next, under Mental Health Board, Fund 1630, transfer of $2,000 to accommodate unexpected fax and copy repair. Next, under Job and Family Services, Fund 1780, a $10,000 transfer for WIA TANF support services. Next, under the Butler County Regional Airport, we have an increase in budget of $4,200 as we took out additional liability insurance this year. Next, we have a transfer between accounts in emergency management of $4,000 to allow the purchase and upgrade of current decontamination tents. Excuse me. And finally, under Regional Transit Authority, they're decreasing their budget $97,725 and turning around and reallocating that to various accounts, primarily for increased mailings and marketing for their outreach programs, higher fuel cost, vehicle maintenance, and expenses relating to the Transit Alliance, and finally purchase of some dispatch software, scheduling and dispatch software. Excuse me. Next, we have an increase in estimated resources or expected revenues for Fund 1150 in the amount of $337,165, and then in Fund 2000 Capital Improvement for $8,000 even. As we move on to personnel, we have 16 personnel actions to consider. We have first to approve payroll of Job and Family Services. We have one reassignment, one promotion, 7 step increases, 2 comp time payouts, 2 termination, 2 amendments. First is to place on payroll and file the payroll of Job and Family Services that has been reconciled back to previously approved legislation, as well as reconcile the control totals back from one payroll to the next. Next is a reassignment of Peggy Wooten from a daycare eligibility supervisor to a program eligibility reviewer, effective September 1st. Next, we have Elizabeth Reisner, Job and Family Services Collective Bargaining Unit, a promotion to Eligibility Referral Specialist 2 at $14.73, effective August 30th. In the Children's Services, Collective Bargaining Unit member Alicia Rowland, payout of 15 hours comp time, $394.35. Next, Children's Services Collective Bargaining Unit member John Creedon, payout of 10 hours comp time, $190.10. Next, Children's Services, Matthew Stacy, the Collective Bargaining Unit. We have a step increase to $20.76, a 3.3% increase. Next, we have Children's Services, Keith Mays, Collective Bargaining Unit, step increase to $22.42, a 3.4% increase. Next, we have Carrie Jones, Children's Services, Collective Bargaining Unit member, step increase to $13.31, a 3.5% increase. Next, Serena Knight, Children's Services, Collective Bargaining Unit, step increase to $19.20, a 3.3% increase. Next, we have April Fong, which is a step and a license and a degree increase, all combined together, increasing her rate to $19.15, a 6.5% increase. Next, Asia Brown, step increase, Collective Bargaining Unit to Telephone Operator Receptionist, $13.76, a 3.4% increase. Excuse me. Next, we have McKinney Davis, Collective Bargaining Unit, Children's Services, a step increase to $18.58, 3.4% increase. Next, we have to accept the termination of Angelise Jones, effective August 15th, 2008. Next, we have an amendment to two resolutions to correct the rate on the previous resolution. These are previous stepped increases for Jamie McAfee. The rate was stated as $17.01. The rate should be $17.50. Next is Tracy Smith. Her rate was stated at $22.02. It should be $22.03. Finally, we have to accept a termination of Melissa Tolman in the Child Support Enforcement Agency. Excuse me. Under the engineers, under corporate, under community development, we have one contract to consider for the engineer's office for the engineer to provide inspection services for the community development programs. Under Job and Family Services, you know, we have two contracts. The first is with Atrium Medical Center, $30,000, July 1 through June 30th, 2009. This is to provide assessment of clients, medical exams, and also drug screenings to determine if clients are able to work before assistance and work is done to help the client obtain and maintain, you know, employment. The next contract is with First Step Home, February 108 to December 31, 08 for $37,900. This is to provide assessment, case management, intervention, counseling, as well as room and board to women in recovery with children. You know, it's currently a waiting list for this particular program. Last year we spent $35,000 towards this program. This year we're spending $37,900. The Butler County Engineer is proposing two resolutions for your consideration. First is to release a one-year maintenance bond for waterline extensions to Highland Retail Center. The next is to award a contract 2008-13 for Morgenthaler Road Bridge to Don S. Sissel in the amount of $156,609.65. Next is a contract to award a contract to retrace various township roads for the engineer to A&A Safety in the amount of $301,049.75. Under miscellaneous, we have two resolutions for your consideration. First is to approve a change order for the animal shelter. This is the excavation contract. Where they ran into some soft soils, and we have a $2,000 increase in the contract. Next is a reimbursement to Lana Benton for retirement gifts and refreshments for one of their employees who retired. Finally, under payment authorizations, we have 23 payment authorizations that are being requested, and they are as follows. $376 security lock and key, $771 United Parcel Service, $1,007 State of Ohio Leeds, $6,110 Time Warner, $200 United Heartland Insurance, $200 United Heartland Insurance, $307 BP Oil, $107 Verizon Wireless, $6,505 Tri-State Station Management, $1,809 for United Mail, $90,450 for Spectra Contract Flooring, $22,768 for Lorenzen Williams Architect, $70,750 for Legal Aid Society, $39,625 Silverhawk Construction, $26,747 Petroleum Traders, $406 Ambiest, $140 Quality Publishing, $2,638.453 for Motorola. This is a payment against the contract for the emergency communication system. $864 Office Graphics, $571 Harvest Land, $527. Cox Ohio Publishing, $704. Cincinnati Bell, $234. Cox Road, Cox Publishing.
Tim,
yes, sir.
With the payment of $90,450 to Spectra Contract Flooring, what Princeton Road Administration Center, was that the Board of Elections building?
Or? It is, yes.
Can we do that separately?
We can, and why don't we pull out as well as the Silver Hawk construction? These would be the authorized payments. Pull that out separately. So we'll consider two of them separate. First, the Spectre contract flooring, and then the Silver Hawk after we consider all the other communications.
Okay. Move to approve all communications except for those noted.
Second.
Commissioner D'Olivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And then we have a motion for a combined motion for a payment for Spectra contract flooring, $90,450, and Silverhawk construction, $39,625.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner D'Olivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners have anything at this time? Anyone in the audience have anything before the county commissioners at this time? I'd like to welcome the students I see over here today.
Got to get your papers done, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got another week?
Yeah.
If you need to talk to me about anything or any of the commissioners, just feel free to give us a call or if you have any questions or anything. Move to adjourn?
No.
We have to recess or we leave?
Adjourn.
No, we need adjourn. You're right. You're right. Adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner D'Olivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.